And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary and Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses. So stay tuned with KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. I've got two guests on today, and so my two guests are Ron Brashear and Patty Lindsay. Ron Brashear is with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, and Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses. How are you both today?
Doing well.
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Are you guys keeping warm? Because this was crazy.
I actually have been hot. I mean, I could have wore shorts today.
Warmed up. I just want the snow to melt. I've had enough snow for this year.
Oh, come on. Everybody grumbles like that.
The snow, yes. I actually had to dig my way into the chamber this morning. So as I was digging and digging, you know, I'll tell you what, that is the hardest job ever. I did it for, you know, maybe a few times and then was pooped out, tired, ready to, yeah, call in somebody. And then kept at it, and finally got to the front door.
Well, the zoo was closed for a few days because of that. So luckily our maintenance staff is out there helping us out and digging away as the keepers were there, even though we were closed till Sunday.
And the zoo, you guys did lose somebody very iconic and very special, didn't you?
Yes, unfortunately, our tiger Cassie passed away a couple weeks ago, so it's been a pretty big loss for the community as well as the zoo.
Yes, definitely. So I just can't believe it. Cassie the tiger, I mean, she was the logo, the icon, and she was so fantastic, and the story behind her was really great.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, just a really sad day, and we did find out that she died of lymphatic cancer, so we wondered why at first, and then we found out. So
it was just nothing.
Nothing we could do, no.
And it was sudden.
Very sudden, did not expect it, and just all of a sudden she passed, and like I said, we waited for results and found out it was that. So now we just hope we'll get another one soon. We'll see, but definitely we've had a lot of people reach out and
that's good.
Say some nice times they had with Cassie, because Cassie was, she was such a great, great tiger, just really kind and friendly to people, so.
She was a great tiger, and everyone loved her.
Yes, as tigers go.
Could you go up and touch her?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you could not. I mean, unless you didn't value your hand or your fingers, probably.
Okay.
But I know some of the zookeepers were actually had a great relationship with the tiger.
Yeah, that was what was really hard. So, I mean, she was there for 10 years, so you get really attached to the public as well, so... Quite an outpouring of support, so.
Well, we're sad to hear that, but, you know, you guys have great events and a lot of upcoming things going on at the zoo.
That we do. We are busy, busy. So this time of year, we're usually pretty slow, so we're trying to pick that up, and we actually have a great fundraiser coming on March 3rd through the 7th.
Wow.
If you watch the Daily Courier at all, you could see some advertisement for this. And it's in conjunction with Courier Cares, so the Daily Courier. And it's going to be an event from the 3rd through the 7th, so it's pretty neat and really excited about it. And actually, some of our sponsors for that, we have Granville Homes, MI Industries, Finley, and then Papa John's. And please, everyone, I hope you like your Papa John's pizza. We have a great special with them. It's called the Heritage Park Zoo Combo. And if you need the promo code, it's ZOOLOVE. And you get two medium pizzas and two toppings with your choice of any dessert for only $16.99, and $2 of every special goes to the zoo.
So if I order this pizza, this Heritage Park Zoo Combo.
Yep, ZOOLOVE.
ZOOLOVE, you get how much goes to the zoo?
We get $2 for every special goes to that.
So that's a really great thing that Papa John's Pizza is doing.
Absolutely. It's for the Prescott and Prescott Valley stores.
So can you tell me a little bit more about this event? What can I expect when I get there? You said, you know, because it is from the 3rd to the 7th.
Correct.
So what kind of things can I expect when I get there?
Well, it's mostly going to be about awareness.
Okay.
So that's what's really neat. It's just a great fundraiser. It's been in the paper, I think, for the last month and a half. So we're already starting to raise funds.
Yes, I have seen the ads, and they've been great.
Awesome ads, been out there a lot. So that's what we hear still a lot is that you have a zoo in Prescott?
Right.
So we're tired of that. So we have really hit this pretty hard of getting out there and letting people know there is a zoo in Prescott, and it's a great zoo, and we're actually celebrating our 31st year. And this Lou Loves the Zoo. This is to help bring money because this is our slow time. We don't have as many people, obviously, as you can tell by the weather. Some reason people don't come out as much as they do during the summer. But so to help get us through that, the bad period that we go through, we're going to do the fundraiser. The downtime,
The zoo is a non-profit.
We're a 501c3, so yeah, we don't get any government aid, so everything's through fundraisers, events, and people coming in. And this one, we're hoping to raise quite a bit of money. And if you want to help us out and donate, you can go to www.heritageparkzoo.org, and we have a donate button there. And we also encourage you to follow us on Facebook to see events, and there's a donate button there as well.
Or just eat a pizza.
Or just go, Papa John's.
Because the animals still need to be fed.
The animals still need to be fed. That's why the keepers still made it in, even though, a lot of the roads were getting closed.
How many animals are there?
We have over 200 animals at the zoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why people say, oh, fundraiser, we always have to have these. That's because, they still have to keep eating. We still have to have the keepers there and keep the doors open. So it costs a little bit of money to keep running 365 days a year.
How do the animals do with the snow?
Some of them love it. The lynx really love the snow.
Right. They would.
The Canadian lynx. So most of them do pretty good. Some of the other animals, we make sure warm in other areas, so we don't want them out in the cold. But the lemurs seem to enjoy it. The lynx do. Bears maybe not as much, but they still come out.
Well, the bears are kind of hibernating right now.
A little bit.
Are they really actually hibernating?
They don't actually hibernate.
Normal world they do.
Yeah, but here they don't. So they just do a deep sleep. But they come out for their dinner, and so they still eat. So
just
1 o'clock.
Like normal humans, they do kind of a deep sleep, and then they come out when dinner time is ready.
And go back to sleep. So no,
you know when dinner is.
Oh yeah, and those bears are very spoiled. I know they just had a birthday too.
Yes, Valentine's Day celebrate in Shosh was 25, and I believe Gus was 7. My memory serves. So Shosh has been there a long time.
Is that like? In bear years, what does that calculate to?
Or is that, I haven't done like the dog.
Dog
yes.
years, you know, it's
dog
actually whatever.
That I'm not
but in
sure
bear
of.
Years, is that like,
Shosh
like
is pretty,
25?
25 is pretty old, especially Shosh had a lot of
for
medical complications, had cancer for the last 5 years.
Is that the one that gets the donut every morning?
No. It used to get a donut when he was going through some complications. Because of the medical thing.
Oh, and now you've deprived him of that.
Well, we had a nice cherry pie on his birthday and actually had lobster tails as well as salmon.
Yeah.
It was a feast.
So they did have a really good birthday.
I'd say so.
And the keepers did that for us, so that was what was really nice.
So you've got this coming up in March, and then what else do you guys have coming up? You guys are constantly busy. March, April starts your busy month for you guys.
Yep.
So I know you've got a really cool event that's coming up for you guys is a behind-the-scenes photo tour. That's super fun.
That it is. It lets you get a chance to get a little bit closer to the animals since you'll have a keeper with you as you go through. And that's on Saturday, April 6th. And that runs from 9 to 10:30. Members are 25. Non-members are 30. And obviously bring your camera. But it's behind-the-scenes photography tour and allows you to get to different places that you wouldn't get without the keepers.
And what's
with
really
you.
Great about it is you don't have to be a professional photographer.
No.
This is something like for, an amateur photographer can go out.
We get a mix of both. We get some pros because they like getting that close to the animals
right.
where they don't, regularly. And then others just love to be able to have the experience of getting behind the scenes as well as take some nice pictures that they get.
And this
keep.
Happens while the zoo's closed. So it's not quite open to the public yet, which makes it really nice. So you can walk around, get the hands-on, and really up close and personal with those animals.
Yes, and that's one of the great things about it. You get that nice quiet time, shall we say, with the animals. So there's not as many people around. So it is nice. And getting behind the scenes, people always love that. So please sign up. Pre-registration is required. And the price for that, like I said, is only $25 for members and $30 for non.
And
it's a great price.
Spots are limited for this.
Yes. Spots definitely. Are limited because we
it
have to
be so with
the keeper.
It was so fun. I have to say I've done a behind-the-scenes photo tour before. And one of the things that was really great, we got to go inside the lemur cage and really got a chance to get up close and personal with the lemurs. I loved it. The rest of the time we walked around and got to see everything. And then you guys brought out different animals too. And we were able to take our cameras and get really up close and personal with those animals. Yeah, it was a great experience. And for the price, completely, it was fun. I'd recommend that one for anyone that wants to do it.
And real fast, another one we have is spring 2019. We have our zoo camp, which is March 11th through the 15th.
Zoo camp.
Which is great for the kids. It's spring break, so instead of letting them stay home and watch TV, take them to camp. Let them be at the zoo and outside.
Well, Ron, we'll hold that thought. We'll be back with more from KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
A At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. Today I'm talking to Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary and with Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses. Before we just took a little short commercial break, Ron, you were telling us about the zoo having a spring break camp. Is that what it is?
Well, it's spring. It's our zoo camp, and it's going to be on March 11th through the 15th, and that is coincides with Prescott's spring break, so please bring the kids out.
So there's something to do for the kids.
Absolutely.
So if you're wondering, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do March 11th through 15th, that week? So the zoo actually has something going on.
And it's great for the kids. It gets them with nature, get to see the animals, get outside. Hopefully we don't have any more snowstorms. So it shouldn't be that bad.
They're able to get outside. They get up close with the animals, learn about the animals. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to go on with Patty Lindsay here with the Chino Valley Lionesses and the biggest event that Chino Valley, one of the biggest events that Chino Valley is put on, which is Wine, Butts,
and Brew.
Yes, Wine, Butts, and Brew. So.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a big mouthful, and lots going on with that event as well.
It's not as big as the zoological
sanctuary.
That whole big long thing. But we shortened it down to WBB.
Why don't you start with brews, though? Should be brews, bites, and wine. Come on.
You had to look at all the letters when it came up, what came out best, and WBB sounded the best.
Completely.
The other was like, no, I don't think so. But between the Chino Valley Lionesses and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. That's the event we are doing. This is our second year, but we're really proud of it.
Yeah.
Because last year we rocked it. We put Chino Valley on the map. You didn't, you thought you had to drive quite a ways? No. You were there and stayed all night.
It was a fun event. So it is basically Wine Bites and Brews. It's taste from local wineries, restaurants, and breweries. It was an awesome, awesome event.
Yes.
We've stepped it up a little bit this year.
That's scary.
We completely have stepped it up. Last year was our first year. We weren't quite, you know, we put it on. It was a great event. We had great success. And this year we just kind of went a little bit, you know, that little extra mile.
I'd say we went about 5 miles over.
A few miles over.
Bigger and better.
We went for bigger and better. We wanted everyone to have a better time even than they thought they did last year, because some people said, hey, I'm only going to come for an hour. Oh, we had to kick them out. So this year, we don't have to kick anybody else because we're going to do it from 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 9 o'clock in the evening, not 8 o'clock this time. Tickets, we kept it at $25 until April 1st, and then it's
April 3rd.
Oh, is it April 3rd?
April 3rd. And then
after April 3rd,
it's 35. So, and you can still buy tickets at the door as well.
Yes, you can.
What's the date of the program?
April 27th. It's a Saturday. It's Earthworks Garden Supply. It's the same place it was last year. We actually had, we went out a little different this year. Last year, we just advertised the vendors and everybody. But this year, we actually went out and got sponsors. So one thing we want to do is tell everybody who they are. We thought this was important.
Absolutely. Please say thank you to our sponsors.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you. No. Chino Valley Animal Hospital, Maisie's, that's in Chino Valley, Chino Glass, Bright Star RV and Mini Storage, Penny Hubble State Farm, Leah Graham American Family Insurance, Chino Valley Morning Lions, and Catering by Liz. Also, we got hooked up with Courier Cares, and they're helping us along with the Chamber doing advertising. They've actually created a logo for us, so you will see that coming out very, very soon. That's pretty cool to have a logo, your own logo, brand. Woo!
And so one of the things that we changed with this event is we are going to, the Courier Cares is going to come out, and they're going to come out with a plaque and give, like, the best of show, the best of Wine Bites and Brew, whether it's the best wine they've tasted, the best brew they taste, or the best little bite that they taste. The winner of this will receive a cash prize from the Courier. So it is actually really a great event. For those of you that are thinking of participating as a vendor, we're looking for you. And if this is not an incentive, that cash prize should be. It's great.
And don't forget, besides the cash prize, which we don't know what it is exactly yet, and plus we want to give you a really good surprise in that part, you get front page, what we understand, article about your business. So, man, you could just become the hottest item on the block.
Absolutely. And the press, the radio, the advertisement that you'll get for this event alone is really great. So what we're doing is right now we're saying, hey, vendors, we're putting out a call to everyone. Basically, if you are a business, if you are a restaurant.
Oh, for sure.
Food truck.
Food truck, very important. We have 4 spots for you.
Right. Winery or brewery, and you're looking to get your name out there. You're really looking to expand. You're trying to get into that Chino market because, you know, people from Chino do travel everywhere.
Yeah, it's time for you to come our way.
Absolutely. And this is, like we said, this is a great event. It's a great way to get noticed. It's a great way to do it. The people that we had last year in particular for this show are all coming back.
Yep.
They just had such a great time. They're coming back, and they had such great success.
Yes. Yep.
People were already booked. You know, so the food trucks that came out last year were already booked for other events going on in Chino. They got recognized. They got events, gigs in Prescott Valley. They got everywhere.
And think of our mobile pizza guy.
It
was his very first time. He brought 90 pizzas to have as samples. They were all gone.
Exactly. So it was just, it's a great opportunity. So if you're thinking about doing it, or if you have a catering company and you're kind of wanting to get your name out there, if you're a business too, and you're wanting to participate in this, well, give us a call. I know Heritage Park, you guys are participating in this.
We're going to have a couple animals out there, so we'll see. We don't think we can bring anything too big like a bear, but we'll bring something.
Only if you had the, what, the donut in front of it?
I know. Last year, Heritage Park was there, and you guys, I think, brought out Wilson.
Was it the owl?
The owl, Mr. Wilson, the owl, and also you guys brought out Matzo Ball, the bearded dragon.
Oh, yes. I stayed away from there.
Well, and most people really liked it, and it was a great opportunity to take photos with the animals. People loved it, that kind of, so that's fantastic.
Now, there's a couple other things. I mean, we've got, you can't even imagine that we have massage people that are coming back this
year.
Virtual reality. The one that everybody thought I was nuts on that kept bringing it up. She laughs. If you want to renew your vows, we will have a section right there with an arch and all the flowers and everything.
Beautifully decorated.
Yes, beautifully decorated to renew your vows. And we even have, hopefully, he said he was going to do it because he was there last year. The Justice of the Peace will be there for us. And we just figure that's just beyond, you know, no divorce section, okay? I promise. Just can't get it fast enough. So then there's the renewing of the vows. The other thing, last year we had Brad Newman. We're having him back again, but we're also adding on
Brad Newman is the, he
is
was
our local
band
music.
Yes.
And some people said they wanted dancing. So, well, we've got now a big dance floor, and we actually have got Chad Rubin and Note to Self coming also besides Brad.
Yeah, so, two really great bands that we've, like I said, we've really stepped up our game. We've really went out and added a lot more to this event. This event is going to be the happening event and in Chino Valley nonetheless. So, hey, we're putting Chino on the map. And we're very excited about it. And there's a lot to do. So if you don't drink wine, you don't drink beer, there's still plenty to do out there. There's a lot to see. We'll have silent auction. We'll have door prizes and raffles. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, my living room is already full of gifts. But don't quit giving them to us, though.
Now, the proceeds go to the Linus's?
Yes, some go to Linus's, some go to the chamber. But in the end, all of it goes out to the community, whether with the kids, seniors, anything that needs to be out there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening, BACA, we've helped them, Bikers Against Child Abuse. So we don't stop at anything except every dime after expenses goes to the community to help charity, wherever it might be needed.
For those that don't know, what do the Linuses do for the community? They go out there to...
We wear purple.
Yes, we have purple hair, phone, purple everything. If you see a purple shirt out there, it's usually a lioness. We basically go and help wherever it's needed. We've helped the chamber in the office. We've gone to the senior center every Friday. We take care of checking in people. Because they don't always have the time to do it. We help with spay and neutering down at the animal shelter. We help with Meals on Wheels. The kids.
Right.
We help pack the bags for homeless kids every Thursday morning at the school. We've been also helping with, we collect toiletries. And we deliver it to the school for them to help with the kids that are actually considered homeless. And in Chino Valley alone, we have over 300. So,
homeless kids,
homeless kids. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And a homeless can be considered someone sleeping on, this one person owns the house, but this other couple may be living there with their kid or a mother and a son, whatever. Those people are considered homeless. So they fill these bags so they have food for the weekend. We go help with that. We also help with toiletries so that they have soap, shampoo. Cause, you know, the kids out there, who wants to carry a trash bag with them or, you know, a grocery bag with them that the kids all know, oh, you're homeless. No, we don't like that. So we actually, one of our girls makes little ditty bags for them to put all those products in so they are not looking as homeless.
So by going to this event, we do a lot for the community.
We do.
Yes.
So by going to the event really helps the community as a whole.
Yes,
absolutely. Because everything, like Patty said, everything that we make goes right back into the community. And it is that way.
And with our sponsorships right now, we pretty much have paid for everything. We only have a little bit left to do. After that, every dime will go out to the community.
And this year alone, with this last year, was doing this event. So this year was our first year. And this year, we've actually been able to do a lot. We did Christmas gifts for the homeless kids.
Oh, boy, did we ever.
And that was really great. And we had the money from last year's Wine Bites and Brew to kind of really do something nice for them for Christmas.
We had, would we have 30 kids?
Yeah, it was something.
And they gave us their Christmas list that they would like. I mean, one kid even got a welding helmet. You know, even if some of the stuff was used, they still got a skateboard. Nobody thought I could find a skateboard, but I found one for the kid, and we fixed it up for him.
Right.
But the kids are important because they're our future.
We are and about the community.
We are, totally.
Absolutely. So that's what the Chino Valley Lionesses do. Thanks for asking. Yeah, and so with this event, by going to this event, like Ron had said, you are supporting our local community. And everyone else. Plus, it's just a really fun event. I mean, who doesn't want to try different wines? Who doesn't want to try different restaurants, you know, different places to eat? Because like we said, it does get your name out there. You know, sometimes people go, well, you know, there's restaurants, actually, I have to admit that I live in Chino, and there's restaurants that I still have not been to.
Well, let's go.
I know. And so that's what I'm saying is for those people that have restaurants and, you know, if you're really wanting to get your name out there. And there's people like me, you know, that I just haven't had a chance to try your food. But if I had a little sample there, I'll be excited.
Yeah. It's amazing what people bring. I just talked to one vendor that signed on today, and they're going to bring three different things. I'm like, you don't really have to. You can just bring one or whatever. Nope. We're bringing three things and giving us three gifts, which is really exceptional. I mean,
right. And you know, and you were just saying too, if you're a pastry shop or, you know, if you like to do pastries or you like to do candy, that's a really great opportunity to get your name out there, get people the type of cakes that you make, you know, so we're really open on the type of vendors that we're looking for. This event, like we said, is just helping our community.
And if you, this is me speaking, because she has been looking, but I'm going to put it out. Is there anybody out there that does henna that can do like henna little designs on people for the evening?
Right. We are looking, you know, for some fun things. So if you do, you know, anything fun, if you're a balloon person that likes to do animal balloons or just, you know, anything fun, they really get your name out there. We want you for this event. We're looking for fun, and fun.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you because that's one thing last year a few people made the comment about was that they came, just they thought, oh, this is just going to be blah. And they ended up spending the whole time because they said it was like a community event way back when everybody in the neighborhood got together and just partied down.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're doing. We even got ranch golf carts out in Prescott Valley that's going to give us two golf carts, four-seaters, and they will haul people back and forth from their cars. And we're also looking at possibly shuttling because if everybody comes out, we want to make sure everybody has a spot to park.
Right. So we're looking at that, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll make it work.
Everything will make it work. Well, hold on to that thought, Ron and Patty. We'll be back with you guys in just a moment. We're going to stop and take a little break with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies received a call around 6:30 last night about an accident involving a vehicle and a pedestrian in the Northwest Valley.
Deputies actually learned that there, in fact, was no accident, and the caller had stated that his friend had been shot. There's very limited information at this time, given the fact that, you know, we don't really have suspect information and no one really saw anything.
Sergeant Bryant Venegas says when deputies arrived, the caller took them to the location of the shooting victim, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Parents can get an up-close and personal look at schools in the Humboldt Unified School District.
The district is hosting kindergarten campus tours that run from 6 until 7 p.m. Tours will take place at Coyote Springs and Lake Valley Elementary Schools tonight, Liberty Traditional tomorrow, Granville and Humboldt Elementary Schools on Wednesday night, and Mountain View Elementary School on Thursday. Sixth grade open houses run from 6 to 7:30 at Liberty tomorrow night, and Glassford Hill and Bradshaw Mountain Middle Schools from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday night. Parents can meet with teachers, interact with current students, and have questions answered. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Partly sunny as normal seasonal weather returns, warming through the week with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt around 51 tomorrow, 57 Wednesday and Thursday, chilling after bedtime tonight to about 24. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs tomorrow of about 59, 66 Wednesday and Thursday, an overnight low near 26. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. And today I'm talking with two guests, Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary and Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses and Wine Bites and Brew. So we're back and we're talking about Wine Bites and Brew and all the exciting things that we've got going on. And we were talking also about some of the events that are going on at the zoo. And I know that you guys have in April coming up too, something big that's going on for in April for all the kids and parents.
Kids and parents, are you thinking extravaganza?
I am. I'm thinking extravaganza and tons of eggs, and it's a battlefield.
Yes. Not a battlefield. It's good.
These are hard-boiled, aren't they?
Actually, no. They do a really great job at different age ranges that go out. But our daughter was only, one last year and trying to get it, and she was barely learning to, yeah.
Wasn't she stealing from everybody's basket? I vaguely remember.
No.
She may have.
No.
We're just not going to publicly say that.
That was Lorette, but no.
if the eggs had candy in them, yeah, it would have been me.
Yeah.
But these eggs are a little empty, and there's a reason for that, right?
Yes. Well, on Sunday, April 21st, which is Easter, we have what's called our extravaganza. The gates open at 10 o'clock, and our first egg hunt begins at 11:30. And we do different age groups, so we don't have that, you know, too many big kids bumping into the little kids. But 11:30 a.m. On our lawn, the event lawn, we have a bunch of eggs, and they are empty. So the kids go out there and they collect some eggs and then they turn them in for candy and little fun
plastic?
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you didn't sit there and hardball them all?
No.
That would have been a lot of eggs.
Oh, man.
But it's one of our biggest events. It helps kick off almost the summer and the spring because getting people back out of the house. So we have our ages 0 to 3 is at 11:30. At 12:30, it's ages 4 to 6. At 1:30, it's ages 7 to 9, and at 2:30, it's ages 10 to 12. And what's great, it's everything's free with paid admission. Adults are $10 if you're not a member, and then children are $6 if they're not a member. And members are always free, so if you're not a member, become a member.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
Do we fit in here?
I think we
it
fit in.
It's 12. What the heck are we gonna do?
I know, you guys need to do an adult egg hunt. That would be a lot more fun.
I know when the adult one is. The next weekend.
The next weekend. Oh, yes. The adult one would
be. We can hide eggs there, too.
Yeah, we definitely can. The adult Easter egg hunt would definitely be. So, yeah. So, right after the Sunday, April 21st. Then the following weekend, we've got Wine Bites and Brew. So
what is the next weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's April 27th, 6 days later.
So, I expect eggs because we'll be there.
Mine too. What do you think? Well, you know, any eggs that you have left over, give them to us.
Bring them over.
Bring them on over.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Why not? It's a nursery. It can be put in there. And we can put little booze in them.
And then, well, that may bring people. But I just don't.
Will it bring you? That's the question.
Well,
actually,
people.
If you put mini tacos in there, I'm in. I'm about the food.
Sorry.
Just but, give me chocolate.
Exactly. See, we all have our vices. And so Easter egg hunt. And then I know you guys have breakfast with the animals.
You guys are talking food, so I got to bring up the breakfast with the animals.
But we're not eating the animals, right?
No.
You're not cooking
the animals
for breakfast.
Are you sitting down
and
eating with the animals?
You are sitting down right next to the animals, the enclosure. So it's actually really neat, actually. We do these throughout the – it starts in April and it goes through October. Each second Saturday we do a different animal. And on April 13th, it's going to be the lynx. And if you haven't been to one of our breakfasts, it's really nice. You sit right outside of the animal enclosure. You start to eat breakfast. It's a great breakfast. It's cooked by Christina Jones of Kitch Academy.
And oh, yeah.
Kitch Academy, she does cooking classes, and she goes and does this for us. It's a great volunteer that she helps us out with, and the breakfasts are wonderful. So anyway, you sit down and have a great breakfast.
So it's an actual breakfast. It's not like
breakfast.
Like something like a little
continental.
What the animal eats. We're not eating what they're eating.
Yet.
Okay. And she's coming to our Wine Bites and Brew.
Christina Jones is wonderful.
Yes. She was there last year.
She was as a vendor. And you know what? Yes. She did really great, too.
Good.
So she's coming, like we said, a lot of our vendors, every
Got
one of them, actually.
For the summer after
right.
we were there.
And they're all coming back. So, yeah, she's going to be there. Kitch Academy will be there for Wine Bites and Brew. Okay, so the first one coming up is the lynx.
The lynx,
and
it's on
you can
13th.
Go and sit and have breakfast with the lynx.
Yes, you
it
can.
Is a hot, delicious breakfast, like you said.
And if you're interested, any of our events, you can go ahead and call at 928-778-4242 to register for events. And this is one of the events you do want to pre-register for. And also, you can go to see about any of our events. Go to www.heritageparkzoo.org, and you can see a list of our events that are going on for the year.
And with this event, Breakfast with the Animals, it actually starts before the zoo opens, correct?
Same, yeah, yep.
So that's what's really great. You know, you get that one-on-one. It's a private little event. You get to have Breakfast with the Animals, something the kids can come out. It's educational for the kids. There's arts and crafts there for the kids so that they can do that kind of stuff. And then afterwards, when it's just wrapping up, the doors are opening to the general public.
And actually, now we rope off, so whatever enclosure we're at, so that way no one, you know, it's going to be still your party. So we're there from 9 to 10:30, and then after that, then we undo that. And we get canopies up there so you're covered, so once the sun's hitting, you're not going to get too hot. So.
Or if it snows.
Not that we're thinking of yet.
Or if it snows.
Exactly.
Or rain.
Not that we're thinking about the heat so far quite yet. But, yeah, we have. If you go to our website, we have different animals. So the 13th of April is the lynx. In May is clouded leopard. In June's the lemurs, which is the first one. July 13th, we do the tortoise. August 10th, the mountain lion. September 14th, black bear. And October 12th, the gray wolf. So it's a great series.
Can I eat what the black bear's eating, actually? Because they had a fancy lobster, remember?
Yeah, lobster?
You just said.
I bet you we'd be stealing. Got some tongs there and stick it through.
Well, some people don't know, because you can actually bring food into the zoo. So right now, you know, once again, I got to talk about their Lou Loves the Zoo, the Heritage Park Zoo combo with Papa John's. So if you go and order a pizza, you can bring it. They can actually deliver to the zoo. So you could eat pizza.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There is a lot of people that don't know you can bring in your own food.
Yep. And once again, since we're talking about the Papa John's, it's Zoo Love is the promo code. And it's for two medium, two topping pizzas and your choice of any dessert for only $16.99. And once again, $2 goes to the actual zoo, which is great. And this is going to run through March 7th.
I got a question, because everything you keep talking about, you say this is the price for a member and non-member. So what if you belong to the zoo? How much is that?
For this, it's not different for Lou Loves the Zoo, but a lot of our events you're going to get a discount for.
No, I'm talking about
breakfast.
Actual zoo membership.
Zoo memberships?
Yeah. To get these lower prices.
Yes. If you go, we have memberships. And if you go online, you can see all the pricings. We have different levels. We actually have four different types of memberships.
Yeah, there's a family membership, there's a couple membership, and there's an individual members. So
and then there's one mixed
I'd
with.
I'd be a family, huh?
There's with
no,
Highland Park.
You might be just a couple.
Oh, no senior discount. Is there military?
There is.
Senior and military?
Yep.
Can we get both?
Yes, you can get everything.
And for those that like to go to the Highland Center, we actually have a dual membership, which is great, which goes for Heritage Park Zoo as well as the Highland Center. So.
All right. So wrapping up our show a little bit, Patty finishes off with a little bit of Wine Bites and Brew.
Yes. Now, a couple of things we forgot to tell you that some people really didn't think it was that last year, but we actually give you a souvenir glass.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this year it looks like a beer can.
Right.
It's really cute. And it actually has the logo and all, and the six sponsors that bought into the glass.
For your money, you get, it includes 8 tasting tickets.
Yes.
So you can walk around, try different, 8 different wines, 8 different breweries, or just a mix of combo of the two if you'd like.
And we're supposed to have a margarita bar. We will know a week from Thursday for sure. I was told today.
Absolutely.
And a coffee bar. And a live remote for the first hour. I think we're from, 4:30 or 4 o'clock?
Yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff going on. So, all right, guys, thank you guys so much for being here today and telling us about the great events that are up and coming. We'll be back with more from KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank you to our guest, Ron Brashear, with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Wow, that is a mouthful. And with Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses and Wine Bites and Brew. Here's where you take out your phones, take out your calendars, and here's from upcoming events. March 6th, we have our Chino Valley Business and Networking Luncheon. It's from 11:30 to 1 p.m., held at Grace Baptist Church. This is really going to be a great one. We've got Lori Marley coming out and talking about the homeless children in Chino Valley. March 19th is the Chino Valley Business and Networking Mixer, and that will be held at Oakwood Homes. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.